Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You should probably have a few stories about this particular topic.
Well, you know.
Or maybe people who have dated you should have.
Hey, now.
We want to talk about dating disasters.
Yeah.
At this point, if you haven't heard this story, I mean, you've been living under a rock. This story has kind of gone viral. A woman in Walker County, Alabama, she was on a date and her man got pulled over, the guy she was on a date. I think this was like their first date, right?
Okay.
Guy gets pulled over, tells the cop, I don't have any identification.
Yep.
And the cop was like, well, I need something. He gives him his name. Cop goes back to the car to like run his plates or run the plates, run the name or whatever. The dude pops open her door, boots her out of the car,
yeah,
and then guns it.
Yee-haw!
And like, get out of it. Like, took off running. Got in a high-speed chase on their first date.
Yeah, that's nuts. But he was chivalrous. That he was being a gentleman for doing
Dude,
that.
You are on crack.
No, he protected her. He knew he was going to take off, didn't want her involved in the high-speed chase. She's an innocent bystander, so he booted her out of the car. That was etiquette. That was chivalry.
So when you get in high speed chases on your first dates,
you know how to shoulder roll, honey? Because
look, there's a Colombian gang that's after me, and I think they're behind me. So you're gonna have to shoulder roll out of this thing.
Uh-huh.
And I got a motor. Ah!
That was you're right. I think that was their first date too.
And then the police just stopped chasing him. He was driving so erratically and so fast through neighborhoods and stuff that they decided to call off the high-speed chase,
yeah,
because they don't want him to kill anybody.
So he got away. He's a hero.
No, they doubled back and got her. And was like, and then they he's a hero.
She wants him even more,
yeah,
now.
Oh my God, he's chivalrous. He's fast. I mean, he's the definition of bad boy. How do I sign up for that fellow? No, I think she's done.
Oh, okay.
Apparently somebody was quoted as saying, I think these two are off to a bad start.
No, that's a great start.
And whoever fixed them up has some splaining to do.
That's a great way to start.
Legitimately, that is a terrible thing.
High speed chase.
Now, nobody's going to get anywhere near that, I don't think.
Well,
I mean, but if you've had a date go completely disastrously, we'd love to talk to you. This dude in Pennsylvania, I guess he's got a company who scoops up poop or something.
Yeah, pretty lucrative.
I'm not going to lie. The people who I've known who've done that business, that's a hugely lucrative business.
I was just, get out.
No, because rich people don't want to pick up the poop, and they'll throw money at it.
Get out. And so that's someone's job is just to walk
around. Dude, I was driving down the highway the other day, and there was somebody in a pooper scooper car, and it had like the poop all over, and it's like poop be gone or whatever. But it was like a Cadillac CTS.
Oh,
it was like a Mary Kay car, except covered in poop. Dude, they make money. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you got the huevos to drive down a highway in a poop car? I mean, you're making bank.
Please tell me that has those cute, kitschy like names that
it
play
had,
off
yes,
of like,
it was,
yeah,
like all this. Poo be gone, or like, I can't remember. Have poo will travel. It was like, you're right. It had like 17 different like,
yep,
pun written, yep, slogans all over the side of it.
That's awesome.
Anyway, Poo Patrol dude had a Secret Service ID card and badge. Because he couldn't, it's like, you're meeting a new woman, you're trying to impress somebody.
Yeah.
You're out there in the pool and you're fishing in the larger pond, and it's like, you're driving your Cadillac CTS and you got to have some baller job to back it up. And it's like, how do you afford this nice house and this great wine? But I pick up poop. Doesn't work. But this dude has a Secret Service badge.
Yeah, so he went and played it that way. That was his ruse.
I was like, I actually work for the government. I'm a Secret Service person.
You always smell like poop when you work.
Well, it's a blank job. God, I want to.
I can feel that you want to.
I want to say that word so bad right now. Apparently, because it had the official seal on it and stuff, if you order stuff from China, they don't care. They're just like, we can fake that symbol.
God, yeah. She believes. So she's buying this
ruse.
She's
buying into it. Yeah. And he like used it to like rate hotel rooms and stuff and like get better rates at hotel rooms and stuff. Anyway, his dating disasters are over now. Poo guy now has to just be Poo guy. He has to carry a badge that says, what kind of prison cred do you get in there?
None.
I'm in because I had a fake ID. But in reality, I just pick up poop. That's not good.
No, that's...
So if you've been on a horrifying date, wasn't one of your dates, not your dates, but there was a girl who the guy said, basically was a total detour from the word jump.
It turned out that he was the third person ever profiled on America's Most Wanted.
Shut your mouth.
It was winter time and she drove, but she drove her dad's car and it was a diesel car. And if you know about diesel cars back then, you had to warm up. You couldn't just jump in the wintertime and start it. You had to hit this glow plug and let the engine warm up.
Yeah.
So she's trying to get away from this guy and he's not going away. And so she's running to her car. She gets in and goes, oh, wait, I can't leave.
Go. There's Cujo.
Yes. She finally got away. And it was about a month or two later because she lost track of the guy, luckily. And she's watching America. Oh, my God, that's the guy.
That's not ideal.
That's weird.
Yeah, you've been matched up with a cold-blooded killer.
America's Most
Wanted. Then we found some stuff online where, and my favorite one is the first one. eHarmony matched this woman with her ex-husband.
Oh.
After they were divorced.
Oh.
So it's like, wait, I'm finally perfect. Done with this crap marriage. I'm getting out there. Match. We think, based on your profile, this guy would be perfect.
Then they show up and we're perfect.
We did this once already.
You would still.
This sucks.
I'd still wine and dine.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
You haven't had an ex-wife. He talked like a baby the entire time.
Oh, that's
then
a definitely.
Then he put chopsticks in his mouth and pretended to be a mammoth.
It could be endearing. He went for endearing on that.
When I do the chopsticks, I do...
You do nose.
I do walrus.
Up your nose.
No, I do. I'm like, I am the walrus. Cuckoo, could you? I do that.
Yeah, probably not so endearing.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not back out on the... the final one before we get to your dating disasters, this is my other one. And I believe it's somebody who went on a date with Steve.
Wait, what?
At the end of a date, I gave him a quick peck and he said, that's all I get. And then pointed downstairs.
What? Okay, I know that's not whatever. Seriously,
that
somebody
feels like something you do.
That
it's like,
is not.
All right, let me show you how much the Camus we drank. You got the oysters up front. Yeah, the peck's not going to do it here.
I'm not, though.
Going to need a little something.
I didn't know I sounded like that.
I don't know. You don't. But it's just how I picture your persona
on a bad day.
Yeah, it's just like, look, I did the chivalrous thing for the last 3 hours.
Now it's time.
My Brooklyn's coming out, and you're going to do a... All right, I'm going to stop there.
I sound like Snooki.
You
love
do,
it.
A little bit. All right, so if you've been on a horrifying date, first date or otherwise, we call them dating disasters, and we would love to hear yours. Katie?
Yay.
Have you had a dating disaster?
Yeah, I went out on a first date with this guy to dinner. It just wasn't going very well, but he talked me into letting him take me home. Instead of taking me home, he takes me to this place where when we walk in, there's like 9 people having group relations.
He drove you to...
No.
Like in... Can we say that word?
Or
you say the first part.
Or...
G?
Yeah.
He did not... What?
Yeah.
Who does?
I kind of like this guy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
We can end this with a little kiss on the cheek.
Or
we can end this.
Caligula style.
Full on. You're in his car. You have no way home, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it was at this really seedy motel. I just sprinted across the parking lot, found a taxi at a gas station next door. I just jumped in and I'm like, just leave.
Dang.
Drive.
Yes.
What? Did you ever talk to him again?
No.
Who set you up on this? Was this like a online thing or Craigslist thing? Or did a friend actually go, you guys would be great together?
No, I had met him at a bar and agreed to go out with him and regretted it afterward.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is taking it from 0 to 60.
It's memorable.
That is true.
You got to wonder what his percentage is. Mm. Like how many times the women.
It has to be decent because he would.
He would stop doing it. Like. If you failed 9 out of 10 times, I think you would stop.
But he must
be getting at least 4 out of 10 to go like, oh, okay. Let's chill here for a little bit.
Wow.
That is a great dating disaster. Thank you, Katie. Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dating disasters.
What's up?
What's up?
Me and my wife that I'm with now, we was going out on our first date, and we was going into town, and we had a flat tire on the van, pulled into the bank, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a tornado comes through, lifts the van, smashed the top of the drive-thru of the van, drops us down. We get over to the tire service just in time for them to start shoveling everybody into the basement because a second tornado was coming through.
So you've survived one tornado on your first date, and now you're in your second tornado of your new relationship.
Yep.
And then what?
And on top of all of it. And on top of a blowout on the interstate, and we got stuck in the basement for 2.5 hours.
On a wow.
Stuck in the basement of a tire shop.
No, basically. And the bad part was she was in a leg brace, the beat all, on our first date. But we were still going out, and that was it.
She had a leg brace on the old date.
Everything. Did everything. You know about the leg brace ahead of time, or is that how you caught her in the first place?
Well, no, I did catch her. I knew about the leg brace in time, so I figured that was working for my advantage.
Oh, yeah, she can't really run. Lee, everything about your story is amazing because, like, I don't want to, like, quote speed, but, like, relationships that start under, like, big circumstances usually don't last. It's like, but your extreme, yeah. You guys had two tornadoes, a blowout, and a leg brace, and you're married to her.
Well, I figured if we could handle that on our first date, and 30 years later, 4 kids and 12 grandkids later, we're still together, so I ain't worried about tornadoes no more.
Amen, Lee.
Lee.
You rock, Lee.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, man. I mean, his dating disaster is his freaking wife. That's amazing. Did you think we'd get any of those?
No.
Lauren.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, dating disasters.
Okay, so first date with this guy, I'd been emailing him for a while because it was on a dating website. We go back to my place. We were going to make cookies. I swear that's not a code for anything.
You were legitimately going to make cookies that night. You was like, this is your like closer move is to like bring a dude over with like a batch of
Toll House.
Yes, just get going.
I forgot that I had committed to making them for someone else. So anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
He asked to use the restroom. He goes to the bathroom. 30 minutes later, he's still in there. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it was your cookies.
What do you do? There's really good. You don't really know this guy other than your date, right?
No, I'd never actually met him. We had emailed, but I hadn't actually met him in person.
And
so
you brought
like,
him back to your house.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
30 minutes?
What do you do? I mean, he could be dead in there.
Exactly. So finally he comes out and he's on his phone. So I'm like, well, maybe he was texting, whatever. But he doesn't acknowledge it, which makes it even more weird.
It's like, do you know how long you were in there?
Right? So like, we both know you were just in the bathroom for 30 minutes. Anyways, so he asked me about 10 minutes later, hey, I have a question for you. How do you feel about dating someone who's always checking themselves out in the mirror? I thought he was joking, but he was totally serious. He tells me, your bathroom has great lighting. I definitely just had to get naked and take some selfies. So when he walked out of my bathroom, he was looking at naked pictures of himself on his phone.
Get out.
How much longer did you allow this tool to be in your house?
Wow.
Not much longer. I had to kick him out. I thought he was joking, but he was serious.
It's hilarious if he's joking.
That
hilarious
is crazy.
No, he was serious.
But it's, did he offer to show you the pictures?
I'm sure that's what he wanted me to say. Like, I want to see them, but no, I was just super creeped out by it.
Wow.
That is so.
That is beyond bizarre.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. That is, Carrie?
Yay.
Yay.
Dating disasters.
So I went on this first date with this guy, and he called me while I was on my way to meet him and told me he had locked his keys and his wallet in his car. So that he was going to cancel the date. So, of course, I'm like, you know, don't worry about it. I'll drive and I'll buy this time, whatever. So we go out. He has no ID, no nothing. So we're going to places that I know, bars that I know. And he proceeds to get, like, completely wasted. And I'm just sick of him. This guy's a complete liar. I can just tell. He's too drunk to tell me where he lives, though.
Oh, no, now you're stuck.
No, you can then just leave him by the side of the... I know, human, like, you want to be a... But no. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So He's trashed, can't tell me where he lives. I'm driving around for hours with him trying to get, like, figure out where he lives. He keeps passing out and then waking back up and then passing out. And we didn't even drink that much, so I'm thinking he's on medication or something. So I end up actually leaving him at, like, one of those satellite police stations.
You did?
Oh, there you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get him off your hands.
Yeah, dang.
Well, I'm not going to take him home.
Do you think he got, like, a drunken disorderly or whatever that ticket is, or what happened to him?
I don't know.
Yeah, you never followed up. I guess you're not, like, texting him later going, making sure you're okay, winky face.
Yeah, no, I was kind of done. I mean, it was literally probably about 9-hour date, and dang, 4.5 of it was me driving around.
You're too nice, Carrie.
Are you still out there in single world?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God. Oh. You've got to just be so discouraged after something like that.
Yeah, that put a damper on the whole thing.
Wow.
That sucks.
Thank you for the call. What? I mean, what's his end game?
I don't know.
To get a free meal, get drunk, and then get driven around and sleep in her car? Or,
yeah.
Brittany?
Yay.
Dating disasters.
So I went on a date with a guy. We were in the movies, and he left about halfway through, and I guess I assumed that he abandoned me. So when I left the movie theater, he was out there, and
wait, when he got up to go leave, did he say, I'm going to the bathroom or going to get some popcorn, or he just got up and left?
He said he was going to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I'm, like, texting him halfway through. I'm like, are you okay? Where are you? What's happening? No response, nothing. So I just assumed that I've been abandoned. Yep.
Oh,
and then it was really sad.
That's sad.
But then did you say you saw him when you left?
Yeah. So when I walked out in the movie theater, I was really pissed off. And then I saw him outside waiting for a ride home from me.
So he tried to abandon you.
And then.
But you were his ride.
Yes, basically.
What?
That's another level, dude.
That is just
hoof it home, bro.
Yes.
Like you're
you
a D-bag. Oh my God. How pathetic are you?
That's awful, bro.
Did you give him a ride?
Unfortunately, I did. I was in such shock that I was like, I literally didn't know what else to do. I was like, just get in the car and never see me again.
Ugh. That's
awful.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Brittany. Shelly?
Yai.
Dating disasters.
Okay, I met this guy online. I was 45. He said he was 39. We talked a little banter. I told him, you know, my car had to go in and get fixed. I couldn't afford to get it fixed. He said, well, you need a sugar daddy. And I went, oh, yeah, you're going to be my sugar daddy? Ha, ha, ha. So I go to meet him. He is at least 60 with bad plastic surgery. He gets us a private room at a golf resort kind of thing, you know,
okay,
a country club. And he pulls out a contract.
A contract for?
A sugar daddy.
So then he'll pay for your stuff, but what's in the contract for your side? Relations?
Yes, and it had to be exclusive, and he had all this stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking, this isn't really happening.
What?
So the lady comes and she said, do you want something to drink? And I'm like, yes, I would like a glass of wine. So I'm sitting there listening to this, thinking, okay, this can't be real. And then all of a sudden he reaches over with his foot and goes up my leg and says, ooh, you're a hotter, younger version of my mom.
What?
And I was like, oh, my God. And he's like, are you ready to go now? Because he wanted to show me his house that was in the area, one of the multi-million dollar houses. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, away from.
I went mine. I watched him go right and I went left as fast as I could.
Oh, my God.
That is a. Yeah.
Again, I wonder how many times that guy, his deal has worked.
I mean, it was a sweet setup if you were that kind of a girl and you didn't mind that whole thing. But, no.
That is disastrous. Thank you, Shelly. Candy?
Hi, yay.
Yay.
Dating disasters.
So I went on a first date with three different guys in 1 week. No big deal. But the problem with the three guys were I found out on the date that they were all three felons.
There were three what?
Felons?
Felons. Felons. Oh,
Were you on prisonlove.net? How did you?
Conjugal visit. Yeah,
you know, you would see my friends joke. Yeah. No, online dating and, you know, had talked to these guys. One, my brother knew. The other two went on the first date with a guy and, you know, asked about his tattoos. And he was like, oh, yeah, I got those in prison. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm having a bad week.
So what were you in for? He's like, assault on a police officer. I was like,
oh, my God. Three felons.
Wow.
1 week.
Wow, you're
you attract some hot dudes there. Thank you for the call, Candy. That's incredible.
Uh-huh.
If you've had a dating disaster and you didn't get through, well, you're going to have to tell us your story on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.